Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm excited to introduce you to Natalie Marshall, who's founder of Kip Sleepwear. And I think beauty sleep is so important. You guys know I really emphasize the importance of sleep, nighttime beauty routines, and Kip pajamas and sleepwear are definitely part of my nighttime routine. Natalie has personally witnessed the pressure that women have at work, at home, in life, and she's taking a minute to remind us of the importance of sleep, and her pajamas are stunning. So welcome, Natalie. Let's chat.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell me, what even possessed you to come up with pajamas as your thing in life?
Well, I think one of the first things, one of the earliest memories is I'm originally from the UK. I moved to Canada when I was quite little, but I would often get gifts from family members, obviously a lot of Christmas time. And it was UK-based pajama brands that I had. And I always grew up wearing pajama sets. And in college, like my friends would think that was weird, but it was something that I was always used to and always treasured. And like, to me, even as a kid, putting on a pajama set signaled resting and getting into like a more restorative state. So that was always a thing for me.
Oh, that's cool. Where did you work after college? You signed up with a design house or retail, like a buyer?
So I actually worked for Hudson's Bay, who owns Saks Fifth Avenue. So It's the equivalent of Saks Fifth Avenue, but in Canada, essentially. So I worked for them. So they were basically a large department store. And I worked in e-commerce for a few years.
Well, these pajamas and the sleepwear is designed with so many luxurious details. I just fell in love with the box. And when you open it, what's the saying on the inside of the box? Tell us what you put in there.
On the inside, we say hello, beautiful. And then one of our taglines that we use predominantly is invest in rest.
Yes. So I think that's such a great motto because none of us do. It's like, I've almost come to the point in life where I'm so energized and motivated and I have to accomplish so many things that I feel like I don't have time to sleep and I have things to do, but really you need to invest in rest in order to reset your brain and your beauty. How many hours of sleep at night do you get?
I'm definitely getting better. I've had to take my own advice for sure. I think in my earlier years in my career, I was more at around a 6 hours a night sleep, and I thought I could thrive that way. And the typical thing happened where I got burnt out. So nowadays, I'm more at like the 7 to 8, which is what they say you should more so be at. And that's the key amount I find that when I do get that, I'm a more productive human being during the key working hours of the day for sure.
That's true. Do you have any sleep rituals that are super important to winding down and getting your brain in the mode of beauty of sleep?
For sure. I think like a lot of the typical like sleep cleanliness around shutting off of all devices an hour before sleep, I definitely do. And making sure things like lighting is right and in a calming way again before sleep, and trying not to like tune into the TV, even though it's the easy thing to do. I love to read, and I wasn't, again, my earlier years, I wasn't organically doing that. I was just turning on the TV and doing something mindless when I found the quality of sleep wasn't so great. So I found that reading before bed is something more relaxing and the quality of sleep is better. So I've been doing that for sure.
That's so true. I think I fell asleep with my phone in my hand like 50% of the time, which is awful, but I will have to admit to that. And I really miss reading. I feel like we are becoming a generation that doesn't read anymore because we just want that fast brain input. But I think you're absolutely right, like resetting, shifting, and making, like the reading from the written page is so special because all we do is digital and on screens all day long that your brain almost needs the rest away from the screen. So I think that's really critical. I have a lot of nighttime beauty rituals in terms of my skin and my face. Are you into skincare, or do you want to share your skincare routine, or what do you do for before you go to bed on your face?
For sure. I think one of the areas that I've, thank God, have been more so blessed in is having naturally like better skin. So I find for me, it's all about preserving that. One thing that ever since I was a kid, I've been adamant on, and even in my younger years, when you would go out and come home after a long night, and the last thing you want to do is wash your face. But I think that's one of the key things is I always, always without fail, thoroughly wash and cleanse my face. As I'm getting a little bit older, I'm learning the importance of serums. So I'm starting to play around with those and incorporating those at night. And then being in Toronto, unfortunately, we're in a colder climate. So hydration in nighttime is so important for us, I find. So I'm really recently into some of the overnight like hydrating masks and like just sleeping in those. And I find that I wake up and I wash those off and my skin just feels brighter and better to start the day for sure.
That's so true. Do you use a Retin-A every night at bedtime?
I don't, but I need to. Vanessa, who works with me, is a little skincare junkie. And I have to say, since we've been working together and it's almost been a couple of years now, she's really educated me and she's a lot younger than I am. And she's really giving me the rundown on what I do need to be doing. So that's definitely something I'm sure I should be doing that I'm not.
Yes, I tell all my patients over 30, they need to be on Retin-A every night at bedtime. It's the number one thing you can do for wrinkle reduction. And in fact, it's good. Like when I get home from work, I'll wash my face, take off makeup and the daily pollution of the day. And then I'll put on a few layers of skincare then, but then right on my bedside table, I'll have my Retin-A. So a pea-sized amount mixed with a little dollop of moisturizer. And then you do that starting out like twice a week and then more and more. So I'll have to send you some of mine to try. You'll love it.
No, that sounds right up my alley for sure.
It's important to start on a Retin-A that's not too irritating as well. So, because they can be kind of harsh. Mm-hmm. In terms of your pajama line is so fabulous. How did you even begin to design all the details that went into it? The embroidery, the piping, the beautiful case it comes in?
For sure. When starting out, I think one of the key things I realized was that my background is more the business side and the idea itself, not necessarily in product development or in fashion design. I didn't go to school for that. So it actually really helped being in the eyes of the consumer rather than from the other side of it. So the way we started was I just kind of had this vision and I had a lot of samples from like years and years ago from the UK of quality that I couldn't find anymore. And really I was on a mission not to replicate it, but to be inspired by it. And I think one of the best things I did to start was really outsource that key product development piece to a trusted person locally to me. Who was a small scale manufacturer who had 25 years plus experience that I would never be able to learn on Google or whatever coursework I could do in the little amount of time I felt I had to launch this. So really leaning on that person to say, like, this is visually what I want to achieve. How do I do that? Was so important because I knew a key differentiating factor for me would have to be quality and would have to be all of the little details that are often overlooked by large corporations who are just trying to churn out a product and make maximum profit. So I think that was so, so important when I was starting out.
Who's the girl you designed for? Is she a mom, a busy boss girl, an insomniac, a, you know, entrepreneur executive?
I think the way we define her is the modern woman. To me, I think so many women today, especially the ones that inspire me, are the women that are wearing multiple hats in life. And that isn't necessarily being a mom and working. Sometimes it's working and then having a side hustle, or it's working and blogging. And I think that's just becoming the new norm. And I think, as women, we take more and more and more on, and, we do so like almost unknowingly. And I think I was really inspired to create a brand that we kind of, the term we use is a brand that stands for lying down and having a rest, because I think that's so important. So that's like, that is our KIP customer, is the modern woman.
Mm-hmm. It's such a luxury to even be able to talk about lying down and having a rest. Like for someone, I have kids. Do you have any kids?
Not yet, but hopefully soon. To be honest, it is like not a fear, but it's something you think about, like, how can I add that other facet to my life?
It's a lot. It's some little human encroaching on your sleep time, and you never again have an uninterrupted night for the next 20 years. So think carefully about that.
This has been weighing on me for sure. Just thinking about kids and being a very A-type person, it's the thought of kids sometimes to me is overwhelming, just the idea that I'm someone that feels like everything needs to be perfect, and I'm learning to let go of that. And I know when I become a mom, I'll also have to let go of that and just embrace what is, and rather than everything being perfect all the time.
So you intentionally chose fabrics that are very breathable. So is it all just 100% pure cotton? Any special varieties of cotton?
So our core collection is made all from Turkish cotton, and we specifically chose this weight for its breathability and the fact that we hope it's not too hot yet not too sheer either. We feel the same way about silk. I mean, absolutely, it looks stunning on, but I find personally when I wear silk, either I'm like sweaty in it or I'm like cold, and I find that there's not that in between, and especially for women at a certain stage in their life, like that's not always the greatest experience. So mm-hmm. we definitely wanted something breathable, and we wanted something as well, ultimately, that was not too difficult to take care of. Speaking to the modern woman, like you don't necessarily want to have to dry clean your pajamas. So that was an important component for sure too. And longevity, long wearing. We wanted to pick a cotton that only got softer as you washed it, and something that, like my sets I have from the UK from when I was a kid, like will last you for years and years.
Do you think there's a type of cotton that's best for faces in terms of face towel, face wash? You know, like, you know, if I was going to get the ideal towel for face skin, what would you say?
Honestly, our experience with Turkish made products and Turkish even like hospitality tools, we find that all like everything that they do seems to be of such high quality. The factory that we now use actually produces as well all of the towels and accessories for a lot of the major hospitality groups that you know, and we just notice the quality coming out of there is just amazing. So I would recommend anything from there for sure.
How interesting. And so this year, you have a big announcement to make that you're teaming up with some hospitality groups. You want to tell us about that?
For sure. So hospitality, obviously, given the nature and the category of our product, was always something that we focused on. And we've worked with some hotel groups before on their openings and things like that. And they've wanted to do VIP gifting for those openings, or they have super VIP guests, they'll come to us and say, can you do this custom product for them? Which is really fun. But one of our longer term goals last year was we wanted to create a more prominent partnership with a hotel group. So we're so excited that this month we're launching with Shangri-La Hotels to become their official pajama provider for their hotel group. So the Shangri-La Hotels in North America, when you go to book a room, you'll see that our pajama is an add-on, and they've also made a lovely package with a great charity called One Girl Can, which is a charity that benefits underprivileged girls overseas. So part of the proceeds of that package will go to that charity, along with you'll get two pairs of our pajamas with the stay. It's kind of like a girlfriend sleepover package for the hotel. So starting at the end of this month in February, you'll be able to purchase kit for Shangri-La pajamas on the Shangri-La website. So that's really exciting.
That's so huge. What a great idea. I love that idea. Like as a girlfriend, get like a memorabilia from your weekend girlfriend trip. That's so fun.
Exactly. One of my friends was like, oh, it's kind of like a more luxurious way of when you go to Starbucks in a different country and you bring back the Starbucks mug. Like this way you can bring back the Shangri-La Vancouver, for example, pajamas with you.
So yeah, bring a little luxury home to your bedroom. I love that. You got to meet some of the Real Housewives of Dallas, and so did I. I met Carrie Britt, who came to our office, and then you teamed up with the Housewives too. What did you guys do together?
So we have a great connection with the Housewives from a couple years ago, where we first gifted Steph Hallman, just because we were so in love with her and what she was about and her message on the show. And she really, really connected with the product, and we stayed in touch. So that when they were filming last season, her assistant reached out and let us know that Steph and the girls are planning this spa day at Steph's house. And did we want to do the ropes for the spa day so that they could all be outfitted and matching? So on the last season, I believe it's season 3, episode 7, when Steph does that event, you see them all in our blue robes, all monogrammed for that day, which was really great. And then also last May, we launched with a retailer down there, Stanley Korshak. So for that event in Dallas, we partnered with Carrie Duber from the show, and she helped host that event for us. So that was really awesome, and she's so, so lovely.
Oh, how fun. Well, you're very, very enterprising. I love that. And you've accomplished a lot in a short while. I'm definitely planning this year a beauty retreat, a beauty summit where I'm going to invite a bunch of beauty boss girls. So I'm going to reach out to you to get pajamas or robes or something.
Yeah, we'd love to hook you guys up. That would be amazing.
Yeah, so fun. And I have to introduce you to Savannah Chrisley from the Chrisley Knows Best TV shows because she's getting married and they're definitely going to have a bridal beauty, a whole beauty event at our office. And they would probably love to do a bridal shower with some robes and stuff like that, like the girls' night.
Yeah, we love that. We love doing anything for weddings. We've definitely had quite a few girls who've done the robes, and it's so nice. Like, obviously, we love seeing any of our clients share pictures of the product, but having been married not too many years ago, I know how amazing that day is, and I love just seeing all the brides on their day of their wedding, and our product is so special.
Well, your designs are very beautiful and inspirational, and I think everyone needs to take a few minutes to just invest in their sleep and invest in themselves. So it's one way to just really treat yourself right, is to pamper yourself with a great bath, a nice beauty routine, and then the most luxurious pair of pajamas. So thank you for sending them, and thanks for coming on the podcast. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and I hope your line just continues to grow and bring a lot of focus to quality and taking decompression time, and like the old school, really things that are of value, the good construction, the elegance, the beauty, and just bringing us back to beauty sleep and what's important.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for now, guys. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram, doing amazing things with people's faces, at Beauty by Dr. K. And where can people find you to look up Kip Sleepwear?
So on Instagram, our handle is @Kip_sleepwear. And then we're predominantly available online on our website at sleepinkip.com.
There you have it. Check it out for sure. And don't forget to read about my nighttime beauty routine on my website, www.beautybydrk.com. And you can try my Night Quench, which is part of my nighttime routine. I'm definitely going to send you Night Quench and my Diamond Line Refine, which is that Retin-A that everyone over 30 should be using. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.